very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. As BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. We're here for 2023, the first one for the year. So a very good morning to you all, wherever you are on the Big Island. And I hope you're well, your mob. Hope you had a deadly New Year's and Christmas. And it's about moving forward. What's your focus? What's your goals, dreams, your plan of attack for you as an individual, but also for your mob, for your clan, for your organisation? All ears here on your daily program. Give me a call and tell me what's happening in your life or with your organisation. All ears here. Let's jump off and start with having a deadly yarn with Natalie Lewis, and she's a Queensland Family and Child Commissioner, QFCC. And we're talking about the Australian First Nation Children's Commissioners and Guardians have met in Brisbane this week to explore strategies that will improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and families across the country. On the line, we have Natalie. Natalie, very good morning, sister. How are you? You there, Natalie? Hello?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Before we start, my sister, who your mob were you from, Natalie?
I'm Gamilaroi. Yes. Sorry, from the Queensland Family and Child Commission.
Yes. And a very happy new year to you, 2023. And look, I'm kicking, from jumping in deep end, all guns blazing in regard to looking after our children in care.
Absolutely. You know, always has been, always, I think, will be my, you know, my first priority.
Yes. And when we look at it, well, numbers are pretty high in regarding First Nation children in care.
Yeah, look, you know, we've just released some, you know, the data snapshots for the whole of Queensland, but also each of the regions, you know, and we are still seeing, you know, that slight increase in terms of the rates of overrepresentation.
Sure.
You know, so a lot of the same challenges, you know, have been persisting, you know, for decades.
Yes.
But, you know, buried within that, you know, within that data, our ability to look at, you know, regional and local data gives us some indication that things are starting to turn around.
So, yes.
You know, that's optimistic.
I know that some elders do speak of this space as the first, as the 21st century stolen generation. And we look at it, it's a sad description as such, but it's about keeping our kids safe. The other side of the coin is if they're going to be put in care, hopefully with a black family.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, with the numbers that, you know, that we're looking up, looking at, you know, when we think about the stolen generation, the thing is we know better and we need to do better
yes.
now. And we've got such a high volume of kids, but one of the positives that we're starting to see in this data is that when kids are, you know, needing to be removed, you know, temporarily, that a greater proportion of those kids are actually being able to be maintained within their kinship structure.
Yes, exactly. Is there a push for more black families to come to the table as foster carers?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, there's, you know, that distinction between sort of this generalist foster care and I guess the preference that we have is that that we're focused more closely on kinship care. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I think that what that requires is people that know our families and know our communities are involved at the outset in helping to identify who are the people that are culturally connected to this child and that are best placed to, you know, to grow them up so that they're not missing out on that connection to culture and country.
Well, exactly. So there's a clean platform is what you're looking at. And look, we don't have to be sick to get better. And that's where the focus is.
Yep.
So your tongue be hanging out, my sister, but I've got faith in you. It's about being strong. And the old saying, takes a community to raise a child. So we are all in this together, are we not, Natalie?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I tell you, when in those parts of Queensland, you know, where we're seeing those improvements in data, that is about our mob doing the lifting. And
yes.
And so where we've come to the table, you know, where our families are being identified and supported in ways that are culturally safe, you know, in those areas, you know, that's where we're seeing a significant difference. And most importantly, that's where it's having the most profound impact on, you know, that safety and well-being of our kids.
Yeah, and you can't beat black on black. And look, we need to get our skin in the game in this space. And Natalie, thank you very much for sharing. Please do keep in touch. Good luck with it all. And big shout out to your Dilly team and to the mob out there who are looking after our beautiful black children.
Thanks.
Have you take it, Nat. Bye-bye, dear. A beautiful yarn there, and that's Natalie, and Natalie's with the Queensland Family and Child Commissions, QFCC, and she's commissioner herself, so look, fantastic, and talking about the focus with all the commissioners and guardians who've met in Brisbane earlier this week to explore the strategies that will improve the lives of Aboriginal and Torres Strait children and families across the country who in care, and we talk about more foster care black foster carers to come to the table, but also kinship for childs being removed, more so to family, kinship in the same family tree, so to speak. That would be the best solution while we work with the beautiful parents and helping them get better and get their life on track. That's what it's all about. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on your first 2023 National Talk Black program with Trendy Trev, the baldy one. I've always said this is your program, Murray, just stewardship, but great to be back and stewardship once again and steering your ship into the future. Have your say. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
Cause I just wanna move, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can come too, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's me plus you, yeah, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I just wanna move, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can come too, yeah, yeah. And one time for the crew, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah. I know you heard it all before, but I can't find a flaw, and that I can't ignore. Wanna know who you are, you probably get this all the time. You're welcome to decline. Since the minute that I seen you, baby girl, been on my mind. Conversation, R&B on rotation. I'm gonna take my shot, no curve, no hesitation. Finesse, perfect placement, my moves are tight. And I know she approved, cause the mood is right. She the energy I need to make it through the night. And we're dancing like there's not a single soul inside. She drinks a little, but tonight she's a sober type. She loves to speak her mind like it's open mic. I pray to God that this club don't close tonight. I never met a woman like she a prototype. No disrespect, you just one of a kind. Got me sprung and you ain't even trying, no lie.
I just wanna move, yeah, yeah. And you can come too, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's me plus you, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I just wanna move, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can come too, yeah, yeah. And one time for the crew, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah.
Nika dua jana mera marchi reunion. And bala basketball court is where we going, that is what we doing. Yan nara kajal terngale kelangale to boleh let you come. Gonna kick it when we get back home. You know I got the good funk, put you in the zone. Cause it's all about Netflix and chill, racking up my phone bill. Every love song got me caught in my feels. Talko nungo door door, gam rukur nungo dag. Marga let you come na nina nitu yaka wargu yun na. Mala rally to reminding me na. Just the simple things, living it up. There is nothing that is better than love. I'm just a phone call or text away. When it's time to go, it's late in the day. But you wanna stay, cause I just wanna move, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you can come too, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's me plus you, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah, yeah. Cause I just wanna move, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you can come too, yeah, yeah. And one time for the crew, yeah, yeah. So tell me what we gon' do, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
I her hips to the tambourine. She don't need diamonds. If you can love me for nothing, then you can love me at all. And it's plain as gray that what you say, the meaning's of their own. Yes, we've all got a dance. Take a chance. Baby, you should have stayed at home. My love,
Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. We are live and kicking strong here in 2023, our first program of the year. Great to be sitting in the hot seat again for National Talk Black. It is your program, your mob. I'm just steering the ship, but you can have your say. Give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can text our brother as well, 045-714-0550. And we've got our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. Yarn up strong. What does the year hold for us? Here we are, closing gaps there again. That same record, broken record, keeps being played, but we need to work harder. The government needs to work harder in regard to closing gaps, all aspects for we as First Nation people. We're talking employment, we're talking education, talking health, and we need to do a lot more work needs to be done at the table. Let's look at the news. Top stories. Pilots likely lost control in fatal Nepal plane crash with Australian on board, airline consultant says. Also, Sydney woman killed in SeaWorld chopper crash, farewelled at emotional funeral. Australia's richest 1% pocketed $150,000 a minute over past decade, Oxfam research finds. Secrets to a high performance mindset. A psychologist shares tips for researching your personal mindset. It's worse. Nadal's major Australian Open gripe. Major supermarket slash prices on hundreds of products. What other news here? This plane photo is shocking to the world. That's regarding trending stories. Fed up Bodhi tows car blocking him in boat was in the wrong. Are you sure you want to split up? Read this before you divorce. Inside a tiny house at the Australian ghost town of Parnella Park. That's just not too far away from us here in Cairns. Parnella Park, a beautiful tourism operation. Spanish castles built by a Spanish man over here as a farmer back in the day, 1800s, and working on the farms. Sugarcane, what have you, but on the side he was building a Spanish castle for his beautiful wife. I believe the story goes where the wife didn't end up coming over from Spain, so he married her sister and gave her the castle. There is a look at other news here for First Nation people. A Victorian aged care home faces multiple investigations over death of resident on footpath outside facility. And that's it's very sad news there that needs to be tackled. What other news here? A woman searches for Aboriginal boys who saved her from drowning in dam 45 years ago. Donna Woodhams owes her life to two young Indigenous boys who saved her from drowning 45 years ago when she was just 8 years old. So that's a nice story. Hopefully she finds those two deadly brothers. Her team of drones, traps and motion-sensitive cameras enlisted to rid Ireland in Bass Strait of feral cats. So they're the news that's heading up for 2023 for this day today. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Give us a call and Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Took my way.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's Marwa Nablik Band here on your daily program. National Talk Black, have you saying Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. And Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. Coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindindji Country. As BB and Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Is Ready Service. Yarn Up Strong, you mob. Now, it speaks to the call out. We're talking about Medicare and GP rebate. Debate that's going on. It speaks to the call out Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews made last week, adding further priority urgency to the Medicare reform debate that is shaping up to be a key policy concern in 2023. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Scott Willis, Australian Physiotherapy Association President, and that's APA on the line. Scott, very good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Scott, can you hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor, and yourself?
Yeah, good. Happy New Year. Here we are, 2023. And look, we've got some work to be done in your space, my friend.
Oh, definitely. A big amount of work to done.
So are we talking about and there needs to be some improvement done on the so-called outdated healthcare system? Physiotherapists are saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, the whole health reform. So not just increasing my GP rebates, but we need to look at the whole structural and legislative changes to it as well.
And it's not solely about a pay solution, is it?
No. We've got to look at the whole system, the global, and how we communicate, how we have a patient journey right through the system.
So paint a picture for our listeners out there who need to be working with very special people, as in GPs. You there? Scott. Lost Scott. Scott, that's not a good start for 2023. You there, Scott? Now we'll try and get Scott back. Scott is Scott Willis, his name is Australian Physiotherapy Association President of APA, and we're talking about the urgency of the Medicare reform debate that's shaping up to be a key policy concern in 2023. The call from the Premier and the subsequent debate over the past few days support many of the solutions of Australian Physiotherapy Association, APA, and has been lobbying to provide better patient care. So it's all about looking after our patients, and it's great to have an organisation like so to keep the government informed of what's happening in the space and make sure that we are looking after all Australians in the medical world. We'll just try again with Kate, with Scott Wilson. Scott, you there, Scott?
Yes, mate. Now
sorry, yeah. They're listening to us, mate. They're cutting us off.
Look out.
Look out. So, look, a very important conversation. So just paint the picture regarding where GPs sit in Medicare and the rebate debate.
Yeah, look, what we think is that it shouldn't just be increase the Medicare rebate for GPs, but let's look at the whole system
okay.
to improve it all, not just the rebates.
All right. And so, tell us where we're at and what's the vision or what would be the best outcome?
Yeah, I think, looking at, if we look at from a patient lens as how they come into the health system and how they navigate that system. And I think if you look at physiotherapy, for example, we've got some skills that we can use without increasing skills or anything like that by, one in six people that come to a GP have a musculoskeletal disease. So that would be good if Medicare funded some physiotherapy treatment instead of going to a GP, coming straight to a physio. Or if you need to go to an orthopedic surgeon, the physiotherapist would actually do the referral, that, then not having to go through a GP. So there's some really, really easy ways to improve that navigation.
Sure. So it's about wearing double hats is what I'm picking up.
Yeah, definitely. And just assisting our GP colleagues, they're under the pump at the moment.
Okay.
It's hard to get into see a GP, and we're willing and able to assist in under a good governance system.
Well, the old phrase, we're all in this together, and it's about working together and getting it together, when
great.
You look at it, it's a simple solution, so to speak. Who are you talking to, the health minister of the country or for each state and territory, is that right?
Yeah, so we've spoken to Minister Butler just prior to Christmas, and we've also submitted some information and some suggestions for solutions for to the Strengthening Medicare Task Force that the government has just got together to try and give us some solutions to these problems.
And Scott, when you look at so-called solutions, you know, it's coming from the field. So it becomes a feather in their cap if they run with those solutions or those ideas to embed the health system. It sounds so simple, does it not?
It does, and it's also cost-effective. So, exactly. What the solutions we're projecting is that it's actually going to save the government money, and that's what we need at the moment. We just can't keep injecting money into the same system that is probably not fit for purpose at the moment, and we need a contemporary health system.
Well, we all, as taxpayers, we need to make sure that money's being spent properly and not being wasted, you know, and not an overkill in different directions. That can save money and save people's lives, you could say.
That's right. We want better outcomes, improve the patient journey, save money, be more efficient. And I think this government is in a good position to do that.
So where do we sit at the moment, Scott? The papers have gone through. You spoke to the minister before Christmas. What's the turnaround in regarding the response, so to speak?
Yeah, we're just waiting for the recommendations to come back from the Medicare Task Force, which hopefully should be over the next couple of months.
Okay.
And then the budget will be handed down in May as well. So I'm hoping that something would be projected in there as well.
Well, please do keep us informed on how it's all travelling. You can use this tool as a vehicle to get the word out there. But thank you very much for your yarn there, Scott, and all the best. And we'll yarn soon, my friend.
No worries. Thanks very much, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there, beautiful yarn there. That's with Scott Wilson and Scott Willis. That is Scott Willis. He's Australian Pacific Association Physiotherapy Association president. He's the APA, and just pushing for a better outcome and an outdated healthcare system is what physiotherapists are saying. And about working closely with GPs and looking after all patients out there. So yeah, watch this space. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. It's the first one for the year 2023. Trendy Trev holding the reins here, steering the ship. Your ship, that is. National Talk Black, 1 hour program. And we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbaroo Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Happy New Year, you mob, 2023. And thank you for being a part of the delivery of National Talk Black. And also a big shout out to our First Nation Radio Station across the deadly country of ours, our Deadly Black Network. 1-800-422-416. Have you say, you mob.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Close to his daddy's coat. His dad was a man.
Yeah, deadly track there. Joining my life. Well, thank you for joining my life here at National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call if you want to have your say. Yarn with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBN Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, your mob. Otherwise, text a brother 0457140550 and our Facebook page on BBM987FM. All right, leading Queensland disability group encourages participation in year of accessible tourism. So people with disability face challenges every day in the community because of accessibility issues and need to do a significant pre-planning before leaving their homes. The Queensland Government has announced that 2023 will be the year of accessible tourism with a range of initiatives to improve access and inclusion. Spine on Life Australia is encouraging operators and businesses businesses start planning now to maximise opportunities in the new year. We're going to catch up a yarn now with our Margaret McDonald and Spinal Life Australia's Queensland North Regional Manager on the line. Margaret, good morning, sister. How are you? You there, Margaret? Hello?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Good morning. How are you going?
Good, thanks.
Good.
How are you, Trevor?
I'm well. Happy 23. Here we are, 2023.
Yeah, here we are.
We made it. And look, the platform that you sit on, Spinal Life Australia's Queensland North Regional Manager. So we're talking about leading Queensland disability group encourages participation in year of accessible tourism. This is a great opportunity for tourism operators to step up for a lucrative market, doesn't it?
Absolutely, Trevor. I think it's a really great opportunity for operators to make their offerings more accessible.
Yes.
And so that's not only just about being, a good tourism operator, that's also about, it's actually a really lucrative market that we're looking at as well. So it means that people with disability can actually have access to services and attractions and things. And then also it's really good for businesses as well.
Well, if you are in business to make money, there's a great opportunity there, in all facets and all different markets. And here we're talking the disability markets. They are human beings. They've got monies and they want to explore what Mother Earth has got to offer.
Absolutely. So we're talking about 1 in 5 Australians. So that's about 4 million people. So
yes.
It's a lot of people we're talking about. And if we look at the tourism expenditure of that market at the moment, we're looking at around $8 billion. So that's 11% of the overall tourism expenditure.
Exactly.
And that's only going to grow. And so when we talk about the 4 million people with disability, that's the people who live with disability day in, day out. And
yes.
then there's the folk who might break a leg or, have temporary disability as well.
Sure.
So that number just gets larger. So anything that makes getting into your attraction or making it around your attraction or your offering easier for people with disability can only be a good thing, both for the person with the disability and for the business.
So, Margaret, if you look at tourism operators putting money into, create ramps or elevators or whatever the case may be, that is not an expense, that's investment for opportunities like so.
I couldn't agree more. It's an investment in making your place more accessible so more people can actually access the great offerings that we have. Yeah, absolutely.
But here we are in the 21st century. You would find this day and age, tourism operators are already accommodating their operation for people with disabilities, you would think.
Absolutely. We've got some fantastic examples across, for example, Far North Queensland. So here in Cairns, the fantastic aquarium is really great and accessible for people. Hartley's Creek is another one that I always like to give as an example because they've just done such great things to make their place more accessible. And then some of our dive operators as well, because who doesn't want to get out onto the Great Barrier Reef when they're in our part of the world? So there are lots of options. Sky Rail is another, and of course the beautiful Karanda Rail. That's just to mention a few.
Yeah.
So there's some people doing some amazing stuff already.
Yeah, fantastic. And this conversation here we're having on radio, which goes across the country, so they're honing in on tourism operators as such.
Are you still there, Trevor? Because I can't hear you.
Oh, is that right? I lost you? Hello, Margaret?
Yep, there we are.
Thank you. Talking to myself to run these teeth and for somebody else. So what I'm saying is regarding your communication here with me on radio now, are there other outlets, social media that you're using regarding educating or empowering tourism operators to step up in this space?
Yeah, so Spinal Life Australia, the amazing organisation that I work for, is just in the early stages of setting up the Australian Accessible Tourism Alliance. So that's actually, an alliance of peak bodies and actual tourism operators. So people can actually get online onto the Spinal Life website and have a look for the Australian Accessible Tourism Alliance, and that's a place where people can get more information about it.
Good, fantastic. Well, the fact we're having this conversation, it creates a nice platform for beautiful people out there with disability to get out there and see the world and tourism operators to step up and, build that bridge, so to speak. But thank you very much for the yarn there, Margaret.
Thanks so much, Trevor. Talk to you later.
You take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye.
Beautiful yarn there, having a deadly yarn there with Margaret McDonald, her name is, Spinal Life Australia's Queensland North Regional Manager and leading Queensland Disability Group encourages participation in the Year of Accessible Tourism. So all tourism operators, pricking years, step up. There's a great lucrative opportunity there. A market, you know, to take anybody's money if you are a true business person. And here's an opportunity for creating space and accessibility for people with disability to see your product. So there it is. Step up to the plate. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? About 7 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. We're back for 2023, back for the yarns on National Talk Black. And a big shout out to Nurse Team, allowing this to go across the country. And big shout out to the BBM crew here as well, board of directors, management, and all the staff, allowing Trendy Trev, steer the ship of the National Talk Black program. It is your ship. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Daily track there, Guju Guju, thank you very much. Trendy Trevor and Mike here, going to catch up with Trevor Peckham on the line. And a very good morning, my brother. How are you, Trevor Peckham? Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, big bro.
Happy 23, my brother. We arrived, we made it.
You know it, and the smiles have been outstanding.
Daily,
yeah,
brother.
Loving it. Hey, the blessed and the joy for 23 to all bummers.
Yeah, too daily,
all
brother.
Families of all the world. And may the later joy be the one that pushes us all into love.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, lovely,
so
lovely.
You know why,
statement.
My big brother?
Why is that, my brother?
What conquers all?
Love.
That's right. That's why I'm saying let our joy in 23 be so elated, it forces us all into love.
Yeah, rises
because
us.
We can conquer all of these unfortunate things that have been happening.
Mm. Well, you're no control of what happens on planet Earth or what happens with other people and what people say and what people do, but you have full control of what you say and what you do, you know?
And if we can project a better reflection from oneself, maybe catch on like a bit like, oh, no. Raindrops falling down the side of a hill that turn into a creek, that turn into a river.
Yeah,
that
true, true.
To be in an ocean.
Exactly, my brother. Exactly, my brother. Exactly.
You know it. Big bro, you know, I just wanted to ring up and let you know. Well, I'm a producer of Buluru, a son of Buluru country.
Mm.
And I acknowledge to my Gurunanjis and Uluru country.
Yes.
And there's the two quality pieces of Australia that make us one whole. Uluru and Buluru.
Mm.
I represent and love to be a part of who I am of this land of Australia.
Yeah, beautiful,
and
brother.
My big brother, you know, I've been walking around Aomi on the community base always, as you know I do.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's been coming back to me quite regularly,
what's that?
Is our elders are all saying to us, and this year's NAIDOC's all about 40 elders, you know?
Mm.
Let's get it done, man. So, the thing that I've been hearing from them, my big brother, is about this voice to parliament.
Yeah. What's your take on it, brother?
Well, my big bro, I've got to sit with the old people on the community ground here that I'm listening to. Because there's some people and influences and jobs that are, you know, could make a change, but they also saying, I'm not going to stay out of this one, you know.
Mm.
You know, end of the day, they're saying that the people that have already been hand-picked before by the government, that's been used to cog or put some kind of forward motion gearing, are basically the same panel people that are going back to this voice to parliament. And the thing that the old people are saying to me is that, son, they've had a good 10 years of getting good money in Greece in that train for them, you know?
Yeah.
And we still don't see... Trevor, you walk around community, son. Mm. How much effort have you seen put back in the community?
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's it, family. That's why us as a young people of community, we acknowledge and respect the old people for what you wish for first, you know?
Mm.
And then I engage, you know? So I don't feel like, if you don't feel that this is up to scratch, I said, I mean, I don't really acknowledge the Liberal Party, but I've got a man named Dutton standing up there asking the right questions that my elders are asking, the same questions, big bro. You know, are you going to really go to the La Trobe University, get the DNAs that have already been tested in Australia to define literally who is Aboriginal? The word "ape" taken from origin, people, you know?
Identity is what you're talking about.
Well, this is what he said, big bro, in the parliament. And I listened to the elders of community. They referencing him. And I said, hey, you fellas voting for him now? Nah, true.
Brother, look, you're making a good point and a very robust conversation. But look, we're coming to the news time. Can you call back tomorrow? Let's add to the conversation, brother.
Oh, I might come into the office, same. I might sit down and get some callers, call into us.
Sounds good, my brother.
Yeah,
one love.
My big bro.
One love, brother.
The two T's.
Trevor Peckham, Too Deadly. Come to time. Trendy Trev signs off for today. First program for 2023. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Yep, back 2023, you mob. And thank you, NERS, National News Radio Service. We've got the news coming up very soon. Thank you to BBM crew here as well. Too Deadly, mob.